Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Jose?
I just
spoke to them.
Okay, good.
I did everything they told me. So they set up a date for next week on Monday to come and speak to my mother.
Awesome.
So after that, then they decide whether to, like, approve it or what?
Yeah, after they'll let you know, yep, how many days, how many hours, what she's been approved for.
So that's when she comes or after she leaves, they decide or what?
Well, she has to go through a series of assessments. Next week
okay.
is just the first of three. Once they've
okay.
completed their process, then they're going
right.
to let you know how many hours and days she's been approved for.
Oh, okay. No. All right. And then when they contact your department
right.
and so forth? Oh.
Yep. Yep, then they're going to let me know, hey, she's been approved. They're assigning you as the agency. Are you going to accept them as a participant? Then I give them a start date.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Let me see if the ladies are available now. Hold on.
Okay. So my mom got to be present for this?
For the assessment, yeah. They're going to go see her.
No. For you say you're gonna see if somebody's available right now. What's that for?
For you to send you your hiring application.
Oh, okay. That's what I was talking about. So you don't need to be a present, right?
Just you. Yeah, because they're just gonna get
your
information and send you the hiring application. Right?
Oh, I bet. All right, I got you.
Let me see who you've been assigned to. 1 second. You've been assigned to Ms. Shira. Let me see if she's available.
Okay.
I'm going to transfer you to Shira. If she's not available, just leave your first and last name and a good callback number. As soon as she's done, she will contact you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
Yep, she's going to be the one that's going to send you, the hiring application and get you ongoing onboarding process. All right?